This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Taliban on Sunday blamed the United States for the chaotic evacuation of tens of thousands of Afghans and foreigners from Kabul, 1 week after the hardline Islamist group returned to power in a rapid victory that stunned the world. Terrified Afghans continue to try to flee, deepening a tragedy at Kabul airport, where the United States and its allies have been unable to cope with the huge numbers of people trying to get on evacuation flights. Britain's defense ministry said Sunday that seven people had died in the crowds without giving further details. Journalists at the scene have reported people being crushed, while others were dehydrated and terrified. The U.S. military says during the distress of evacuation, an Afghan woman went into labor on a U.S. Air Force flight and gave birth to a baby girl in the plane's cargo bay moments after landing at a base in Germany. The crisis has led to mounting criticism of the United States and its Western allies, which this year pressed on with the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan as the government and security forces struggled to contain rising Taliban violence. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced G7 leaders will discuss the situation in a virtual summit on Tuesday. The U.S., which has thousands of troops trying to secure Kabul airport, has set a deadline to complete the evacuations by August 31st. The Defense Department on Sunday enlisted the help of several major airlines in transporting people who have been flown to U.S. bases in the Gulf and to Europe back to America. There are up to 15,000 Americans and 50,000 to 60,000 Afghan allies who need to be evacuated, this according to the White House. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gunmen who have kidnapped more than 100 students from a high school in northwestern Nigeria have released 15 more of the hostages after collecting ransom. This is according to a representative for the families on Sunday. The kidnapped victims were from Bethel Baptist High School on the outskirts of Kaduna, where 121 students were kidnapped from their dormitories on July the 5th. The Reverend Joseph Hayab told AFP that 15 students were released after a ransom was paid, but he declined to say how much the ransom was. Local authorities oppose paying ransoms and have threatened to jail those who do so. So far, 56 of the kidnapped Bethel students have been released or escaped from their abductors. Hayab said officials are working to secure the release of the remaining 65. The Bethel abduction was part of a string of kidnappings by armed gangs. They're known locally as bandits. They've long terrorized northwest and central Nigeria, looting, stealing cattle, and kidnapping for ransom. About 1,000 students have been kidnapped since December after gangs started to target schools and colleges. Most have been released after negotiations, but scores of students are still missing. German Chancellor Angela Merkel sought to move forward stalled peace efforts for eastern Ukraine on Sunday. She stressed Germany's commitment not to let Russia use a new gas pipeline as what she called a weapon, as she made what is likely her last visit to Ukraine as Germany's chancellor. Merkel's trip came 2 days after she went to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The chancellor is not running in Germany's national election next month and is nearing the end of almost 16 years of leadership in Germany. Speaking at a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday, Merkel advocated working to get a leaders' meeting between Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France on the situation in eastern Ukraine. It would be the first such meeting in 2 years. Israel's health ministry says a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has significantly improved protection from infection and serious illness among people aged 60 and older in Israel, compared with those who received just two shots. The ministry released that information on its website Saturday. It also said the booster provided more protection against serious illness and hospitalization than the two initial shots alone. Israel started administering booster shots to people over 60 on July 30th. The United States, Canada, France, and Germany have also announced plans to offer booster shots to their citizens. And once again, you can find more on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.